South Korea is the first country to have left the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. If they go ahead with this test, the signal is that this treaty is not really worth the attention that it's given, that other countries may, using the provisions of the treaty, develop nuclear weapons and then leave it without any kind of sanction. So that in itself is a serious matter. But of course, if North Korea develops nuclear weapons, the regional impact will also be very, very serious. There's already a debate in Japan about how to deal with North Korea, and there's no doubt that if the North Koreans exploded such a device, then this debate would gain momentum. There may be even some argument that Japan itself should develop nuclear weapons and revise its constitution and so forth. Then, of course, there'll be very great concern in South Korea and then in China, still an ally of the North Koreans. They have a security treaty, but the Chinese have participated in recent times in United Nations criticism of North Korea. So it's likely to raise regional tensions. The third reason, of course, why it's a matter of vital concern is that North Korea is one of the states identified by President George W. Bush as a member of the Axis of Evil. And if you recall from his statement then, he said that the United States would not tolerate the possession by such regimes of WMD. So we can expect some kind of resolute United States action if the North Koreans go ahead. So it's a serious matter on all counts. Now, what to do about it? Well, there are various options. There is a diplomatic package on the table at the moment, which was negotiated last year. The North Koreans say that currently American pressure is such that they can't go ahead with the diplomatic resolution that was proposed. This issue may be resolved by bilateral American-North Korea negotiations. But the Americans are reluctant to engage in bilateral relations. They much prefer the multilateral approach that they've been taking through the six-party talks. There may be also the case that the United Nations decides to adopt a punitive resolution warning the North Koreans, and this may have an impact on them separately. So those are some possible paths to resolution. But I wouldn't put money on either of those paths working just now, because it does seem from their statement that the North Koreans are quite determined on this one.
Looking at this comparison, how does the US see North Korea in a different light from Iraq?
Well, the difference between Iran and North Korea is that Iran is still a member in good standing of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. North Korea, on the other hand, has left the treaty, so the two countries are different in that respect. They are also different in the sense that the North Koreans announced in February 2005 that they had actually developed a nuclear deterrent. Even in the 1990s, it was generally supposed that the North Koreans had sufficient fissile material to build several nuclear weapons. So, from whichever perspective you take it, the North Korean issue is a great deal more serious.
Trying to understand what they have already, what do we know about North Korea's existing nuclear weapons program, and how many weapons does it already have?
Well, in this area, we don't have a lot of hard evidence, but we do know something about their capabilities. They seem to have two programs. We do know they have a plutonium program. This was a program that was developed in the 1980s, frozen in 1994, subject to international inspection, and we can infer from the nature of that program that they have harvested at some point some plutonium. The CIA estimate used to be that they had enough for perhaps two fissile devices. They seem to have been engaged in some further activities in this program, so they may be capable of assembling a couple more. There is also, following the revelations from the AQ Khan network, that they were engaged in a separate highly enriched uranium program. I doubt whether that program has developed to the point where they have managed to extract and refine fissile material. But that's not absolutely impossible.
Wasn't there an agreement in 2005 that was meant to resolve this standoff?
There was an agreement last year. The six-party diplomatic proceedings hosted by China, the two Koreas, Russia, the United States, Japan, was intended to provide the North Koreans with security guarantees and at the same time freeze their nuclear program and provide some other incentives and rewards. Unfortunately, this agreement, although it released on September the 19th and all the parties signaled their intention to observe it, this agreement hasn't really led anywhere. The North Koreans have complained that the Americans have placed financial sanctions on their regime. immediately after that agreement, a number of the parties came out with statements which seemed to indicate that they weren't really thoroughly committed to that package. So right now it's in the deep freeze.